Thank you. In May of 2015, the Chicago Department of Public Health, CDPH, received reports of 3 cases of meningococcal meningitis within a time span of 2 weeks. All cases were among men who have sex with men, or MSM. On June 2nd, we received confirmation from the Illinois Department of Public Health Laboratory that all 3 cases were serogroup C. On June 3rd, we launched a vaccination campaign targeting HIV-positive MSM and MSM with anonymous partners or who sought sexual partners through use of digital hookup apps. A 4th case had onset of illness on the day of the campaign launch, and 2 more cases among MSM were reported within the next week and a half. With multiple festivals celebrating MSM identity taking place around the time of these case reports, we were concerned about potential further spread of illness. On June 18th, we expanded vaccination recommendations to all Chicago MSM. 1 additional case was reported with illness onset in June of 2015. CDPH and a neighboring suburban health department investigated the outbreak cases. Communicable disease and HIV-STI investigators interviewed cases together to assess risk factors and identify close contacts for antimicrobial prophylaxis. Investigators solicited telephone numbers of anonymous contacts from cases in order to provide prophylaxis and partner services when appropriate. They also identified close contacts by prompting cases to review their recent activity on hookup apps. Case isolates were submitted for characterization at Illinois Department of Public Health and CDC laboratories. On this epidemiologic curve, cases are identified by yellow diamonds. As of the end of June 2015, 7 invasive meningococcal disease cases had been identified as part of this outbreak. There was then a hiatus until March of 2016, when 2 new cases were reported, again both among MSM and caused by serogroup C. Data presented today differ from the original abstract because of these 2 additional cases. A total of 9 MSM were hospitalized with serogroup C, invasive meningococcal disease, during 2015 and 2016. 1 died. 8 cases were among Chicago residents, and 1 resided in a neighboring suburb. Median age of cases was 29 years, range 25 to 54 years. 7 cases were African American. 6 cases had reported history of or newly diagnosed syphilis. 5 reported anonymous sex, including 1 that reported exchange of sex for money or drugs. 8 cases reported use of digital hookup apps. 7 cases were HIV positive, with median CD4 count of 211, range of 67 to 954. 5 of 7 cases with HIV had been in care within the prior year. None of the 9 cases had been vaccinated against meningococcus. Up to 9 contacts and a median of 4 per case met indications for prophylaxis. Prophylaxis was provided to a total of 9 contacts identified exclusively from hookup app and phone call histories. No direct epidemiologic links between cases or case contacts were found. All case isolates for which testing was performed were indistinguishable by pulsed field gel electrophoresis and multi-locus sequence typing. By whole genome analysis, 7 outbreak isolates were indistinguishable, and the 8th case isolate collected almost a year later was very closely related. The 9th isolate was phylogenetically distinct, but shared similar demographics and risk factors to other cases and was therefore considered part of the same outbreak. In response to this outbreak, CDPH has distributed over 18,000 doses of federally funded meningococcal vaccine to 83 vaccination sites, including clinics serving HIV-positive and MSM populations and pharmacies throughout Chicago. Providers receiving federally funded vaccine are required to report doses administered weekly to CDPH. CDPH and partners also administered vaccines at pop-up clinics at pop-up clinics during Pride and various other public events. Other key response components included a public awareness campaign and community outreach. This chart displays the number of federally funded meningococcal vaccine doses administered by CDPH and partners over the past year. Number of doses administered by month are represented by the stacked bars measured on the left vertical axis. The different colored bars represent doses administered at various sites. The purple line represents the cumulative total number of doses administered measured on the right vertical axis. Large public events during the summer provided opportunities for vaccination and outreach. Pop-up clinics and pharmacies shown in green and red helped rapidly scale up vaccination early in the campaign, allowing us to exceed 10,000 doses administered by the end of August. But the consistent presence of the blue bars throughout all months shows that over time, permanent clinics were essential for sustaining the vaccination response. A key challenge we faced in implementing the vaccination campaign was that some of the highest risk groups were least aware of the outbreak. Data from a survey to assess awareness and identify best modes of communication about the outbreak revealed that even though Black MSM were disproportionately affected, they were least likely to be aware of the outbreak. To address disparities in vaccine uptake, we placed ads about the campaign on the city's digital billboard system and transit lines in areas of the city where Black MSM more commonly reside. We also developed sample Twitter feeds and Facebook posts that could be adapted by partner organizations to share with their social networks, and stepped up efforts to reach out specifically to groups working with Black MSM and HIV-positive MSM. Based on our experience with this outbreak, we call on the public health community to ask about behaviors that might increase risk for transmission of meningococcal disease, including sexual practices, to educate MSM about meningococcal disease and indications for vaccination based on local epidemiology, and to partner with community-based organizations to engage social networks of persons most at risk. I don't have to ask part of this last question anymore, but it's worth considering whether routine vaccination might also be appropriate for MSM in general. Thank you.